Aren't they cute? They're from High Springs. The High Springs Elementary Chorus. And we are proud to have them here today. Let's give them a big hand while they're getting fixed. Never saw so many pretty sunbonnets. That's just the way their pioneering great-great-grandmothers looked when they went by wagon train from Social Circle, Georgia to Astatula, Florida. Now, I don't want you all to get hungry because we've got lots of other nice things on this morning's program, and dinner will wait. Oh, you'll enjoy it a lot better if you are real hungry. Let me see now, what is in the world is the next thing that we have here? Oh, well, of course, they are all ready to go there. Nellie Bly by White Springs 5th grade. Thank you, White Springs, fifth grade, Miss Shiver. That was perfectly lovely. You children who are going out there now, I declare you're going to miss a great treat. The ukulele club is coming on right now, and then right after, and it's the last number before lunch, is the wonderful Israeli group who have come all the way from Jacksonville to do traditional Israeli dances for you. And I think it'll be a pity for these children to miss those dances. Then you can eat. And day school's principal, the papa of the group, said to tell all you little daylights that you'd be gathering at the picnic ground. Now here's the ukulele club from Stark Elementary School, and we are so glad they're here today. I don't know whether they're going to play any rock and roll or not. We'll see. Oh, yes, they're going to play Old Folks at Home and the Marine Hymn, Camp Town Races. And I won't tell about that last, but I'll let it be a surprise.
Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee.
Her name is Clara Dean Clark. Thank you very much, Clara Dean. Thank you, boys and girls. And if you are here about 1 o'clock, and law, I think the time's going to catch up with us before we get through with this program. We're going to have a little impromptu jam session. If you've got your jew's harp or your harmonica or a comb with a piece of paper or your fiddle, we want you to come up and join in the jam session. Now, it is with great pleasure and pride that I present the Israeli dancers from Jacksonville. Young Judea.
This is the story of the land of Israel, Eretz Yisroel, the land of the Jewish people, the land that was never forgotten in the wanderings of the Jewish people throughout the world. This is the land where they accepted the concept of one God through Abraham. This is the land where they received the Ten Commandments through Moses. This is the land where they wrote and gave the Bible to the world. This is the land where the Jewish people faced daily in their prayers, the land over whose soil the prophets have wept, the land that David loved and immortalized in his prophets and psalms. This is the land denied to the Jewish people for 2,000 years, to which they have now returned and redeemed. And today, separated only by miles, we stand here to pay honor, to remember the sacrifices that brought the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael, and to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the establishment of Israel, Eretz Yavakalav. Of America have felt the touch of Israel in their lives. Here is a new nation extending help and healing to all who need it. The ingathering of the exiles. People came from surrounding countries, from strife-torn Europe, from medieval Africa, from ancient Yemen, and yes, even from the Western Hemisphere, all bringing their gifts of skill and know-how. And in Israel, you can feel the blending of these cultures. You can hear it, the Oriental beat mixed with the classic. And here is the Yemenite dance. You can picture the aesthetic Yemenite faces, their graceful bodies swaying to their Oriental sounds in the ecstasy of their redemption. The Yemenite dance. people continued to come to Israel, and the land grew fast. New farms and cooperatives were springing up in all parts. The land needed attention to absorb these people. Trees must be planted. Irrigation for these trees had to be brought in from other countries, and malaria infested the areas. And all people loved the trees as a symbol of their own growth. Painters and poets witnessed the change of seasons in the forest, the fall of the leaves, the storm, the rain, and even the silence. Thus the story of the trees became immortal for all to read and see. Songs for the growth of the trees, Mayim, water for these blessed trees, the dance, Mayim. Israelis are a dancing and singing people. Whether grouped at campfires at night, in the cafes of Haifa, or at the beaches of Tel Aviv, we find songs a part of the Israeli's life. Hey Harmonica is a pure expression of such joy. Hey Harmonica.
Hey Harmonica,
ya
la 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 la, ya la 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 la. Hey Harmonica.
And now Susan Nessler and Marilyn Berkowitz will step forward and sing Umoshe.
Umoshe, ika asur, bamate ika asela, bamate. Ika haselar vayetsu mimenu mayim
mayim
bamma tehi ka hasel vayetsu mimenu mayim
mayim
bamma tehi ka hasel vayetsu mimenu mayim
mayim
afleva afela afleva hafela afleva afela Amen. Sella.
Sella.
Sella. A land grows in many ways, and to measure its growth, we must look to its cultural life, to its creativity. In Israel, we find the arts flourishing, the drama, the mansophonic orchestras, and we find books and magazines widely distributed and read. We find the art colony in Safed, where the business of being a fine artist is the way of life. Our dancers express this in Kodo D.
Thank you.
No story of the land of Israel would be complete without remembering our history. For a Jew is made up of his memories, the memories he suffered for freedom and the right to be a Jew in many lands. The Jew remembers his history of slavery in Egypt, the years of wandering in the desert, the destruction of the temple, the dispersion in foreign lands, the suffering, even unto modern days, when 6 million of our people died in Germany. Yes, the story would be incomplete without remembering the Torah that led them to righteousness. We conclude our program with the fast-moving national dance, the Hora.
I especially appreciate these young people coming today because they are having a very special celebration themselves over in Jacksonville. But they came because we knew that they were important to us. Now, don't go away just for 1 minute. One of the tallest tale tellers of all tall tale tellers is sitting back here. And I'm afraid he'll get away before he tells us a tale or two. Here is Cousin Lem Griffiths from Where the Suwannee River Rises in the Okefenokee. Howdy, cuz.
Thank you for that fine introduction. I know there's lots of folks here wondering what I'm going to say. If I knew, I'd be very glad to tell them. Some are wondering where I came from. The way my wife pushes me around, you'd think I came from a long line of revolving doors. Don't expect me to talk much. I've been married for 30 years and haven't had a chance to practice. All I know, I learned from listening to myself talk about things I knew nothing about. I'm just an old country boy. And I'm not very smart. When I'm asked to tell a joke, I don't know how to start.